Is the world's biggest aerospace company about to expand, and the one-of-a-kind lottery that shares the spoils?
I want to play the lottery because I want to show that I'm a member of my family.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Boeing, the world's largest aerospace company, is in talks with Brazil's Embraer, the third largest passenger jet maker. These talks are all about keeping a balance among the top aviation titans, Boeing and Airbus. The BBC's Theo Leggett explains.
In recent years, Bombardier has been trying to move up a bit. It's developed a jet called the C-Series, which is slightly larger than its previous products. It's been heavily developed. It uses a lot of carbon composites. It's very efficient. And Bombardier was trying to tap into that market. It didn't work. Boeing complained that it was dumping jets onto the US market. Bombardier was left with little option but to take a heavy investment from Airbus, which has now bought a large stake in the C-Series program. So that gives Airbus something to expand its offering of models. And Boeing could be looking at that and thinking, well, if Airbus is in that market, we need to be there too. So a tie-up with Embraer, Bombardier's rival, is the obvious option.
Tell us more about Embraer.
It is partially controlled by the Brazilian government, which has a golden share, so a veto over any sort of takeover, which means a takeover is unlikely in this case. We're more likely to see a sort of strategic alliance or tie-up with Boeing. The market is changing. Manufacturers in Russia and China are looking to get into the global aerospace market. They threaten to make inroads on what Boeing and Airbus have to offer at the lower end of the market. So if they can reinforce their positions, then they're potentially reinforcing themselves against a threat that could come in the future.
Theo Leggett, let's do the numbers. Spain's IBEX is slumping 106 points, or 1.03%. Pro-independence parties in Catalonia secured a parliamentary majority in yesterday's regional election. Though turnout was a record 82%, the unionists received a bigger share of the vote overall. Now, Spain's big political story might be the Catalan results, but these Spaniards have their eye on something else. The results of El Gordo, Spain's Christmas lottery. Now, unlike most lotteries, El Gordo shares the pot of up to $3 billion amongst many. Roberto Garvia is Associate Professor of Sociology at the Universidad Carlos III of Madrid.
70% of the Spanish population share a lottery ticket with friends, colleagues, and relatives.
And are there lots of prizes?
Yes, but not huge prizes. You might get a prize to pay off your mortgage, to send your kid to United Kingdom to study a master's degree. If you want to get a real prize, you pay Euro Millones or all the kind of lottos.
Well, if there aren't huge prizes, then why do people even buy the tickets? I mean, isn't playing the lottery all about winning that huge jackpot?
Yeah, but Christmas lottery is... Well, I want to play the lottery because I want to show that I'm a member of my family, a good co-worker. In my family, my father, who was the patriarch of the family, yes, he bought a ticket and distributed shares of that number among his sons, his brothers, and so on.
So if one person wins, everyone wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Roberto Garvia. Now, Bitcoin's roller coaster ride is on a downward slope at the moment, hovering around $13,500 from a peak of nearly $20,000. Investors in Japan, China, and South Korea have been driving up the price of digital currencies, despite the risks. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani reports from Singapore.
In an industrial complex tucked away in a quiet corner of Singapore, a cryptocurrency revolution may be underway. With pop music blaring from the speakers and set in an old warehouse, this workshop looks like some kind of underground ghetto, but it's the new sweatshop of the future.
We do cryptocurrency mining on our own, as well as we sell to other home individual users, as well as we help even big investors to set up cryptocurrency mining farm.
Dexter Ung is the man in charge. He makes and sells cryptocurrency rigs. They're powerful computers that solve complex mathematical problems, a process through which their owners earn digital currencies. At a Bitcoin ATM in Singapore, I met Adrian, a buyer of the digital currency. He wouldn't tell me his last name, though, because he didn't want his employer to know he was investing. Aren't you worried about the risks?
What kind of risks? I'm not investing my entire savings on it. I'm just trying to understand how it works.
But there are plenty of risks. Beijing and a whole host of other Asian countries have either banned or considered banning cryptocurrencies, and more are expected to crack down on crypto in the future, increasing volatility in the market.
Anybody putting in money today has to have the ability to withstand massive downside volatility.
Dheeraj Barwani is an independent wealth strategist based in Singapore and recently has been advising his clients on investing in cryptocurrencies.
You're investing in early stage, unproven technologies, which have a lot of potential, but right now they're unproven.
Still, that's not stopping some businesses from cashing in on the crypto craze. At this bar in Singapore, customers can pay for their drinks using Ethereum, another popular and increasingly expensive digital currency. Don't pop open the champagne yet, though. Cryptos may well be worth less than a cocktail in the future.
Karishma Vaswani. Finally, it's only three sleeps to Christmas, and if the kids are wondering what to leave for Santa and his pals, you can point them to a new British poll. In it, more than three quarters of the kids said they put out a carrot for Rudolph, and a quarter of children, get this, ply Santa with some form of booze. Beer is the most common, followed by sherry or whiskey. No wonder he is so jolly. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.